how do I even start this? You can edit all that stuff and start the way that you want to. But I can tell you, it's one of the probably the most scariest interview that I'm going to do, because then as I was practicing and writing out questions and everything, I'm like, oh, this is Malcolm. What do I ask? Am I going to say it right? Is it going to come out right?
I tell you what, I was surprised you took it on, girl. I said, well, you know, it's like I was talking to two professional ladies this morning, right?
Yes.
That are going to do this other show. The one was in Monaco.
Yes.
And it was really a great conversation with two ladies we were having at the same time. And they came up about big balls or something, you know? And these are very professional women. They brought it up, by the way, not me. And I said, whoa. I said, you don't refer to that as big balls. You mean you have big ovaries.
No.
So I said, let's get with it, ladies. They laughed like hell. They fell on the floor.
So I had to have big balls, and I had to have, you know, my big panties on. I said, girl, you better wear your big panties on and take on Malcolm.
The big panties day, huh? All right. So, I don't know where you want to start. I have no idea. But I'm going to let you... I'll let you figure it out, girl. And I got to try to behave myself here. I'm going to be in trouble real fast.
Well, the good thing about, you know what, you're the person that will put the final piece together when you listen to the whole thing. And I have no doubt that this is going to be the interview to listen to.
Life is God's gift to you. What you do with it is your gift back to God. Well, in a world where challenges are plentiful, it's easy for us to feel discouraged. Yet with enough guidance and support, most people can achieve more in life than they ever dreamed possible. Well, beyond your fears is everything you ever dreamed of. For the Dr. Stem Show, we'll give the voiceless a voice and the hopeless hope. And now, here she is, Dr. Stem.
Is talk radio dying? Think of talk radio as an old house that has been neglected for far too long. This house has great value. It's historical, in fact, so you don't want to raise it. You want to recover its glory days. Malcolm Out Loud, who's my guest today, is part of this restoration project. I am so excited. I can't tell you how excited I am, because this is not an easy task to take on a man who has such a big vision. Not only does he have a big vision, but has put it together, and it has come to pass that this April 1st, we are actually celebrating the first year anniversary of the America Out Loud platform. That means we are celebrating the birth of this big elephant that Malcolm Out Loud gave birth to a year ago. So welcome to the show, Malcolm.
You know, thank you, Dr. Stem. And you know, when you just said there a moment ago about big ideas, big vision, you said,
Yes. You
know, let me translate that for folks. What you're really saying is that I have big vision, big ego. That's what she's saying, people. You know that. Come on.
And you know what? That comes through as well. But I thought the audience would be so thrilled, as well as the host. We are so excited to get to the real Malcolm. I want to divide this into two segments. The first segment, I thought, you know what, because it's our 1 year anniversary for the America Out Loud, you know, platform, which is where people will be listening to the Dr. Stem Show. I'm one of the hosts, you know, on the America Out Loud. So we're going to talk about, you know, the conception of how this whole, you know, plan, vision started. And then the second part, I'm going to play with you and talk to Malcolm Out Loud, the person. Is that okay?
Sounds so far on with you.
Okay. So a year ago, April 1st, you start this platform. But how did you get to that place where you say, do you know what? I'm going to take this on and create this platform.
Well, you know, sometimes I think, Dr. Stem, I think things happen for reasons.
Yes.
And also, they sometimes happen, by accident, or their divine intervention, or maybe it's a concept that is just supposed to be. Well, America Out Loud is one of these creations that came out of need. There was a need, and there were people that were trying to break into talk radio, And they had a voice, and they had, more importantly, they had a message or a mission. And but yet they needed the House to be able to bring that message forward. So actually, at the very top of America Out Loud, we say, let the silent voices be heard.
Yes.
That was really where that came from, is the silent voices. And you know, we're actually in, I need to actually go back a little bit before then, and I'll tell you why. In my 27 years in corporate boardrooms, dealing with the chairman of the board and the CEO, I discovered that a lot of the smart people were in the business community. They were there. They weren't in political life, let's say, okay? And I discovered, and I used to do this series called Leaders at the Mic. And it was my pleasure and joy to be, I was sort of like a master of ceremonies as a public speaker. And I used to deal with the mayors and the governors and various political figures. And, but more importantly, a lot of the business people who had great, they had great ideas and a big mission, but nobody was really hearing them. They weren't being listened to. And I thought, how do we change that dynamic? How do we get these people at the mic? And that's where Leaders at the Mic, I sort of coined that and started bringing those people to the mic. And so the vision started back then. How do we let the silent voices be heard so that our country and the world is not dominated by such a bunch of lunatics as we have now that run in political circles, if that makes sense? So that's where it kind of came from. And then it was this creation that just gelled. It came out of really nowhere. In other words, if you asked me, oh, back in January of 2016, if this thing was going to take birth in April, I could not have answered you. I could not have answered you. So a lot had happened between January and April for this to get, you know, to have birth and for America Out Loud to become what it is. It truly has been one amazing ride and just an amazing blessing. I was talking to someone from Monaco today, Dr. Stem, okay?
Yes.
And I was telling them that how one of the beautiful things about this whole thing is the magnificent people I've been able to meet has been really my greatest joy, like you. I mean, like you, being able to have met you and spent time with you, but everybody on the platform, we have such terrific people, people with heart and people not just with brains, but heart and vision and that's what I enjoy most is really the relationships, because everything you do in life is based on relationships.
And you know what we have appreciated, and I'll speak on you know, for me, but I'm sure all the hosts, you know, on America Out Loud platform will concur with what I have to say, because what you also have done is you have taken professionals like myself and, you know, I mean, pulled out, cultivated, you know, the strength that we didn't even know existed within us to have, you know, voices that can be heard. We were professionals, you know, before we started this, you know, our own little small circle, small world. And then we met with Big Malcolm, who's got big ideas. And all of a sudden, it's like when you listen to my show, I'm sure each week you've seen the growth in it because of your leadership and direction.
Well, you've been growing so much. Yeah. I mean, I've said that to you early today.
Yes.
I mean, your shows get more dynamic and more dynamic. In fact, I said to you, yes. I just think it's a special time,
yes,
where there are a lot of people that I can't explain it. But there are a good handful of beautiful people on the network that they're doing their best work right now.
So, and what I like about it for, you know, for the listeners out there, with America Out Loud, you actually get to hear real stories, the real news up to date, and you get commentators like Malcolm that are so well-versed and in-depth and also comical about it, talking about what's going on and making, you know what, making us understand it on a lighter note, but, you know, a serious note, you know, as well on how to take action and, you know, what to do with the news out there. So I love the way that the news come out and the shows are on America Out Loud. What has been the best, you know, thing that has happened with you coordinating and putting these different shows together for you, Malcolm?
Well, again, it has to be, for me, it comes back to the people and to create this synergy, Dr. Stem. One of the visions when we started this thing was if we could create this environment that would allow us to bring well-minded people together. I believe in life, the pie is very, very big. I believe too many people run around in life trying to be greedy, or they just worry too much and they're afraid to get other people involved. And, you know, I look at life as one big party. And the more people you have at the party, the more exciting the party's going to be. Yeah. So America Out Loud is one big party. It's synergistic. And so just think about it. If we have all these unique people there, and I love the diverse nature of our people, Dr. Stem, the, yes. You know, that's, I see, but that's me. I just love, what I love most about life is that we all don't look, act, and think the same. Mm-hmm. What other people find, like what really, you know, what other people find is difficult for them to accept, which is that other people look weird or different or strange or, you know, is what I love about life. I mean, this is like what to embrace. I mean, this is the way God made us all. We're all creatures here. We're all different.
Yes.
So I used to talk about that in the business world back then. I used to do these big conferences and seminars on cultural diversity and used to talk about how to live a life that was cultural diverse. I find too many people are ignorant to the lifestyle of other people, whereas what I would like to see us do is embrace these things. I think you embrace the culture and the life and the uniqueness of other people in a way that is not ignorant, but that is embraceable. That's all.
Yes, yes. And I love the way that you have this quote that is on our website on AmericaOutLoud.com. It says, life should be more than just whining, disgust, and bad news. We'll give you the truth always, even the good truth. And that's how Malcolm is. Straight to the point, straight shooter. He doesn't beat around the bush. And, you know, it is what it is.
Well, you know, Stem, I was the guy that they didn't want to have at the committee meetings or the board meetings, you know?
Yeah.
And the reason is because a lot of people don't want the truth.
Yeah.
You know this,
yes,
yeah?
Yes, yes.
I mean, they just want to sugarcoat it all. That's all they want. And life isn't about sugarcoating. It's like today in society, it's like, you know, anything at all, like supposedly it's PC now that everybody's a winner, so you give everybody a trophy. Shut up already. Give everybody a trophy. No, everybody's not a winner. Come on, man. What are we teaching our kids?
That's the problem.
I mean, what is that all about? No, you're not all winners. Now shut up, little Johnny and little Susie. You lost today. Now go home and knock it off. Come back tomorrow. You try again. You know? I mean, you know, you, and I'm being funny here, but you, yeah, you build character by acknowledging the leadership and the vision of our youth and young people, and you have to have them try harder and try another day, yeah, but you don't give a trophy to everybody in the game just, yeah, because, you know, you're afraid they're going to cry.
You're right. And they have to be allowed to fall, to get scrapped and then, you know, bleed a little bit and get pain and then get up.
See, that's the key. That's the whole key. And that's why we can't, like, have everybody, like, saying that everybody's a winner today, which is this whole PC ridiculous environment that we somehow we've sort of tried to morph to. I don't morph to it, but a lot of others have. And you see, one of the secrets of life is that, and I know what I teach, what I say right now to you and teach you is gospel. I'm telling you, I know because I have lived it in my life, and that is this. The most interesting times of life are the times that you're not really having a good time. They're the times where you're struggling. They're the times when you go through pain. They're the times when you fall down and you bang yourself up, you scratch your knees. They're the times you're a bit depressed. Those are the times where opportunity arises. These are the times that you push yourself through. And, you know, you, yes, Stem, as a psychotherapist,
yes,
you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
I mean, how many people, when they go through that kind of thing that you see, but, like, their best days are ahead. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be so brilliant, you know, tomorrow, next month, next year. So we can only learn from these hard, reality-driven moments of life. If everything was just great and cushiony and we all were winners every day, and what is that all about? You know, so we learn by, and I'll tell you, when I've struggled, Stem, and I've gone through those moments of time.
Yes.
You know, they're special times because you come through it with a better appreciation. Yeah. You really, really, truly do.
And you know what? I love the fact that on America Out Loud, we have put together shows that will address any of those troubling times and also motivate, inspire, give strength, and entertain. You know, I mean, anything that a person might need as a form of strength. I love the fact that we have shows that cover all of the aspects of life.
Yeah, because that's exactly it. There's something for everybody, and that's really what it should be, truly. And, you know, there's a lot of things where you go there and it's just, you know, it's just a political, or it's just healthcare, or it's just, you know, something, you know. Here there's a mix for everything, because I think life is meant to have a little bit of everything. It's like having a nice dinner. And, you know, you have a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of, and that's kind of how I see information and news. Now, I'm a bit of a news junkie myself. And I love, but I also love, I love more the good news and the inspirational news. And there's a lot of it out there. It's just nobody's really talking about it. And I know we're going to talk about that more just ahead here, you and I. Yeah. But there is a lot of good news out there. And it's one of the joys I've had, is to be able to shine a light in those areas. I believe the human spirit is alive and well.
Yes.
And I believe it's not all doom and gloom, as well as many media heads would have you believe. Because they think that's what people want to read and watch and listen to, and it's not really true. So I think we have to remember that, you know, we become part of, and I've been watching lately, Stem, and I've been really paying attention to the fact of, okay, so like if we keep putting all this bad news in our bodies all the time, I've been really conscious of this lately. And I think if we keep, you know, every day just focusing on all of the political stuff and the strife in the media, I believe that can all, the only thing that can really do, if that's your only diet, is damage you.
It sure does. It sure does. I mean, you know, even with the children now, you know, I work with a lot of teenagers. We advise that they don't, you know, get to watch all the news and everything, because it does. It tarnishes their minds as well. And it's scary. To say the least,
it is scary.
Yeah.
And so I think we, you know, young minds, we need to nurture them. We all need to be nurtured. You know, it's another conversation I was just having earlier today, is our brains are just, it's a muscle. It's a muscle that you have to use. So the best way to avoid to becoming some crotchety old bastard who's lost his brains in the process, right?
Yes.
Is to use your brain. So if you want to, if you want to try to avoid dementia and avoid Alzheimer's and avoid, you know, all this forgetfulness, I think push yourself forward. So someone said to me earlier, do you think you'll ever retire in your life? I said, no, I will never. First of all, I'm just a kid right now, so I couldn't possibly. But I mean, and so a lot of times when people, you know, one of the compliments people pay me is they say, when I get, you know, in my funny ways, they'll say, Malcolm, you're a juvenile delinquent. And I always consider that a compliment, Stem, you know?
You do?
Yeah, that's you're a juvenile delinquent. That's a compliment. Yeah, yes, that means you're a little hellraiser of some sort, you know?
Oh, that you are, because I'll tell your audience that are listening in, Malcolm is that kind of guy that says, listen, I don't wake up in the morning with the goal of being like other radio hosts. I have always beat to my own drum, and that he does.
That's it. That's exactly it. Well, it's part of my goal. I think too many people live their life trying to be like other people.
Yeah.
It does simply not make sense to me. There is only one you. Why not be the very best you can be? You know, isn't that what it's about?
I think the world hasn't allowed people to be the best them. You know, the world doesn't have the platform for that. And that's why we're so excited to have a platform where people can hear people being so authentic and natural. And
because you know why? Because we beat it out of the kids and we don't let them be unique, Stem. You know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
This is right now. I'm playing your game. This is your bowling alley here, but I'm talking your game here.
You're right.
So when the kids, you know, it's like when you're odd, I was always a weirdo. I was always an oddball. I mean, I was a screwball as a young kid. People look at me and say, I was not normal. Mm-hmm. I did not fit in. And I take great pride in that today. So it's best not to fit in, folks. So stop telling your kids to be like everybody else. Stop telling them that. And don't compare your kids to their friends, to little Johnny, little Mary, little Susie up the road. Don't do it.
And guess
what?
The screwball that they're calling a screwball is the one that comes up and now creates the biggest platform for talk radio.
Well, that's where brilliance comes from. Brilliance comes from being unique.
Yes.
And so when I get up in the morning, you know, I don't strive to be like anybody else. I strive to be the best me I can be. And I also, I don't, you know what really annoys me is when people think it hasn't been done before, or they think you can't do it, or they think for some reason that, you know, and a lot of them do this, especially professionals in these industries, including our industry, STEM.
Yes.
They'll sort of have this thing like, who do you think you are? Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you who I think I am. Shut up and sit down and I'll tell you right now who I am, you know? So I think you just got to keep pushing the envelope forward. You have to be unique and don't let anybody stop you on your path forward. And that's what I find is what's going to, you know, a lot of us, we're going to reach higher and higher and higher. One of the things I just love about the world, STEM, is I love walking outside, seeing that beautiful blue sky and knowing everything that the world has given to us. What a privilege and a belief it is to be part of this world and to be alive and to be blessed. And to know that God has a place in here for each of us, and we have a destiny in all of this, and we all should reach higher and higher and higher and not let anybody stop us on this path forward. It's going to be one hell of a ride up.
We are excited indeed to be celebrating our 1-year anniversary here at America Out Loud. And we could not have done it without you. Well, in short order, we've become one of the fastest growing podcast and talk radio networks in the world. For all the latest news, entertainment, your blogging, and now web TV, as we celebrate our 1-year anniversary here, and we'll see you back at AmericaOutLoud.com. Well, there are thousands of nutrition supplements out there, so how do you choose? Well, I believe you choose by the impact it has on your body. For instance, sleeping better at night, having more energy during the day, less anxieties, and just feeling better overall. After taking Healthy Cell for just 3 weeks, it about changed my life. So much that I asked the company for a special deal for you. Instead of $110 plus shipping, you pay just $79.99 for the monthly plan plus free shipping. Just go to HealthyCell.com, use the code OUTLOUD, or click the banner on the homepage of AmericaOutLoud.com. Take it from me, Malcolm Outloud, this is a game changer. HealthyCell.com.
What I love about you, Malcolm, which is a message to all the young people out there, young and old, actually. It's not only you being, you know, talked about and being told that you're a screwball or you are a nerd or whatever name that they're calling you, but it's about you believing in yourself. It's about you acting on what it is that you believe. You know that saying, action speaks louder than words? That's how I see Malcolm. He is one that not only talks the talk, but walks the walk. And as we celebrate, you know, America Out Loud, this is it. You know, the world is now going to see and hear America Out Loud because we have millions of people that we are reaching out to have this on their iPhones, to have this on their podcasts, on their desktop desks, to listen to talk radio and click onto the America Out Loud platform. So that's the thing that I admire about you, that you're not only about the talk, your action as well.
Well, that's a great point to bring up, because all the cheap words in the world are not going to make it happen. And there are too many people who just have a vision, but they never work the vision, STEM. You understand?
Yes.
You have to be willing to put the vision out there, and you have to be able to work your plan your work, right?
Yes.
That's what it's all about. So be willing to put it out there and be willing to execute it. But you know what, STEM, listen, We started with a podcast network back in April 2016, right?
Yes.
We then, and that was growing and growing. We started with 6 shows. We added more shows in October. And then we got ourselves up to about 10 shows. And then we went ahead and we did something that was totally brazen and completely unique. So we had all these fabulous hosts and these great podcasts. And the podcast industry has taken off. In fact, so much, as you know, that conference we were just at in Atlanta, right?
In Atlanta, yes.
They're all nervous, the talk radio people, about the podcast people.
And we are beyond that.
See, they're nervous about all this podcast. They don't know what to do. The talk radio people, oh man, you know, because you know what's happened is the podcast hosts are doing fabulous, and you got to remember that, you know, 75-80% of folks are getting this stuff, the content, from their phones.
Yes.
And it's the smartphones and tablets as well, but smartphones really are the big winner here.
Yeah.
That's where we all go, and you know, they're listening to their audio and all of their recordings, and it's on demand. But then what we did is something really big, and we started beta testing in August, and we beta tested it for August, September, October, November. I beta tested for about, oh, close to 4 months. I just wanted to make sure, you know, I'm one of these cats because of my background. I always say you have to have the house in order before you start showing the house.
Yeah.
I like to have the house looking really good. I like to have those floors sparkling, really, you know, sparkling good. I like to have my best stuff looking good. When people come in, I want them to say, wow, that's, I like the wow
the
factor.
Wow,
you know
factor,
what I mean?
Yep.
I love the wow factor.
Yeah.
So like, I want to put my best artwork up. You know, it's like when I was growing up as a young boy, my mother used to always say, you know, look your best. And anytime you leave the house, she would always ask me, do you have clean underwear on?
You're right. She did for
right?
that too. Yep. We did the same thing.
And that's because she always wondered if you were going to get stopped or something happened. You had an accident. You know, I don't know, whatever. But I know that's what moms do. I have no idea. So today it's always about to me about clean underwear. If you've got clean underwear on, well, then okay.
You can go.
Then you can take on the day, man, right?
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what it is. So, you know, we ought to do something about, we ought to write a book about clean underwear, Stem. You know that? You and I.
We'll
we could do
that.
A hell of a job with that, right?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, think about it. It all comes from mom, you know,
yes.
Back to the, I mean, I don't know. There's something yes. about that. But I think we just have to, we know this as young people. We know we have a vision. We know we want to create and do. And you've got to be brazen to just not have it as just a vision, but you have to execute that vision.
Yeah.
And you got to do that by pushing forward and not letting people stop you. So I don't believe that we're not capable of doing anything. I believe we are capable of doing everything. And for those who say, well, I don't have all the breaks, you know what? I never had any breaks either. I made my own damn breaks.
I know. And for that clean underwear, let me just tell you, folks, it's not just about the clean underwear. The you know, clean underwear also means you get your mind right. You get your, you know, I mean, the way that you look, talk, and show yourself right to the world. So parents were also, you know, afraid that, you know, if their kid doesn't go out looking good, you know, speaking well, that it reflects on the family. It reflects on mom because she's the one that's raising the children. So that's the thing with Malcolm, with America Out Loud. Everything about our shows is unique. The way the shows start, the music that goes on the show, and you know what? The topics that we choose, you know, we choose our topics very, very careful because there's uniqueness in listening to the American.
Stem, you bring up a great point. We're doing things that others are not doing, and you're
yes.
so 100,000,000% right.
Yes.
And you just said it very well. I didn't even realize what you were saying, but now I get it.
Yeah.
The music and the touches and
yes.
the and you know and people say, well, that's a lot of work or that's a lot of this. You know, this is what we want to do. I don't care what other people want to do, Stem. It doesn't matter. I don't care what they're doing.
You're right.
Do you think I listen to other people? I don't have time. I don't know what they're doing. I know what we're doing. So we're breaking new ground. You understand?
Yes.
We're innovators. So these things, no, they haven't been done before because they're new. So we put our own talk radio network together. We now stream 24/7. Our signals are out there. And, you know, that's did I envision that early on? No, I did not. But I got to tell you what, now you can tune in. And at the same time every day, you can listen to people like Dr. Stem right here today. Or you can listen to people like Lieutenant Randy Sutton with Blue Lives Radio or Beverly Butler, The Misdiagnosed Life. And you can reach some of the most wonderful people with talent. And we're getting calls every day for more people that want to join the network and be part of this. So now we have our talk radio network. We stream 24/7. We have the podcast network. We have podcasts for both. But now we're also introducing at our anniversary web TV.
Yes.
More video components. They come out this week. Plus we have new shows coming. So we have this whole new paradigm coming. All these new creations and new ideas and new thoughts. I was talking to you this morning about a new show, another new show, and some other ideas we're thinking about doing, right?
Which is very exciting. Very exciting. The next year is going to be something, you know, I mean, it's going to blow up.
That's what Beverly keeps saying, too. She
I'm
keeps saying
you.
To me, right? She said that to you, too. I mean, you know,
yes.
And you keep saying it, too.
We all seeing it.
You are seeing it,
yes.
And you keep saying it, and she says the same thing. And so there is something unique here happening, and it's sort of it's a living, breathing dynamic on its own, Sam. It's you know what I'm saying? It's its own creature, and it's taken on a life of its own, and it is truly a blessing for me every day. And I tell you, we're doing something very special here. I know this,
yes.
And we're in the very early days of it, Dr. Stem, mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you that I'm hearing you, and I'm hearing Beverly, and I'm hearing Lieutenant Randy Sun, I'm hearing many others who are so loyal to this platform and love what they're doing. And I think we all know that something special is happening.
It sure is. It sure is. And as we celebrate our 1 year, Malcolm, I want you to tell us, because there are people that are listening to this podcast and going, okay, you know what? If they are reaching out this many people, these millions of people, and they're thriving to reach much more, many more people, how can I advertise? And what's the advantage of me advertising? Let's talk to those people that want to, you know, showcase their work or their businesses on America Out Loud.
Well, the one thing about podcast listening and this kind of talk radio listening that we're doing, Stem, is this. It's people listen, like, they don't accidentally fall in here. They fall in. It's what we call intentional listening.
Yes.
So they want to be here. So when they're listening to your show today, it's because they believe Dr. Stem. Yes. They know you are a sincere person. They know you're truly authentic. I mean, they know that's the thing. See, that's what I love about this. Mm-hmm. So they really get to know the host, and they believe the host. That's why, like, advertised products and sponsorships, like on these shows, do so well. They do so well because they know that many listeners, they take faith and trust in the host, and they know the host would not lead them astray. You see?
Yeah.
And that's why this industry, that's why they do so well. And that's why people want to be involved in these things and support these shows and be involved, because there's a uniqueness with all of this. And it's really, really cool. So we have, a lot of the shows now have their own sponsors and advertisers, and we have national sponsors and advertisers on, but all that's really, really cool. But I think if it's a fit and we can help people grow and we can do some cool things together, let's do it. I look at everything in life as this, and really my belief and my philosophy is that it needs to be a win-win.
Yes.
To me, that's where the rubber meets the road in life. All too often as a young man, I've seen too many people with their hands in my pocket and my wallet. You understand? I don't like salespeople. I'm not interested in salespeople. I'm interested in people who care and have passion, who want to help other people. When you want to help other people and do the right things, you are naturally selling in a very sophisticated way.
And the way that we do it on America Out Loud as well is, we know without a shadow of a doubt that we're bringing value to people's lives. And if we can do that, and then, you know, it ends up being someone is interested in, you know, listening or even advertising, you know, that goes in. But our goal is to change lives, to give people the right information that can help them to add value to their lives. And
isn't that what it's all about?
That's our goal. Yeah, that's our goal.
I mean,
goal.
That's got to be what it's all about.
Yep,
I mean, come on, people. Yep. I mean, isn't our goal to, I mean, shouldn't we all want to help other people? I mean, help thy fellow man.
Yeah.
What I really want most from people is sincerity, Stem, you know,
yes,
just sincerity,
yes.
Authenticity, be yourself.
Yes.
And that's the one thing about me when I say the out loud truth or who I am or what I am. You don't have to read between my lines. I'm not a phony, you know. I mean, I'm just not. I am who I am. And, you know, if you piss me off, I'll tell you what exit to get off of the highway. Yeah, no problem. If you step on my toe, you damn right I'm going to yell, ouch, yeah, and then some. You better believe it. But you know what? I'll also be there to help you and comfort you and guide you and be your friend through all of it. And that's what really allows you. So what I'm saying is, for me, I'm looking for those cool people who really understand that we're all here in this life for a reason. There's a purpose to this. And shouldn't we be helping other folks out? I find this is the glory of this whole business, this is really, to me, the glory of all of it. Yeah. And it's a privilege for me. I don't know. I can't explain it any other way, Stem. I really can't. But that this is a high for me. You understand?
And you know what? I feel you, because then me doing the show and talking to the different guests that I talk to all the time, I tell you, they are a blessing with their stories, with the way, you know, the things that they've
experienced. It's crazy.
It is such a blessing.
You did that show last week with that young 19-year-old Cameron Presson. I love that kid, man. I love that kid.
Isn't that something?
I mean, 19 years old, 19. And to have that interview, if you haven't heard that interview, go back and listen, folks, to last week's interview with 19-year-old Cameron Presson. Unbelievable. Something about his life sucks or something, right? What was it again? What was the title of that?
It was about my life, you know, what if my life, you know, sucks. And what it is, what we were talking about.
When will my life not suck, it says. I just looked it up to make sure.
Did
I
didn't. Yeah, because
I was going to. There it is. 19-year-old Cameron Presson presses on. I love it.
When will my life not suck?
And I love it.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. So I promised the audience that the second half I'm going to talk to Malcolm. Anything else you want to add on America Out Loud, on the building of the platform? Our celebration of 1 year on April 1st, 2017 is our 1 year anniversary.
No, it's been a 1 year ride. It's been amazing. I really didn't know where this was going to go, Dr. Stem. I just knew that as much as we've accomplished this past year, I will say this to you. I cannot possibly take all of this credit, because there's no way I could have done this myself. It is not remotely possible. Listen, I love playing Superman, and I play Superman often, and I love jumping off of tall buildings. But I always don't have a cape, so you do get hurt sometimes. But you know what? The only way this platform became what it is because God was involved in this whole journey with me, yeah. Number one. And all the things that happened early on, I'm telling you, there's no way I could have done it. The people that came in and the connectivity and the different things that happened, there were things that happened for us and things that I did that I couldn't possibly have done. And then the other thing is, when we, you know, have all of this talent and all of these unique people like you, Dr. Stem, and like so many others that have come into this platform, it's been a wild ride. So, no, I think that it's been truly a blessing. I think the first year has been tremendous. And I think these next few years, if there's any indication, I think we're all going to need a bigger, faster, quicker seatbelt, because we're moving fast now.
You are tuned in to the Dr. Stem Show. To reach Dr. Stem or her guest, please email us at drstem@americaoutloud.com. Now, back to Dr. Stem for more support, confidence, and hope.
It wasn't an easy year for you, Malcolm, because I know not only did you go through building and helping all of us to get on the America Out Loud platform, what also happened that I need to talk about is you had a couple of surgeries, stress, and many life changes that you had to have something that would help you heal and get yourself together. And I know there's a product that you took that I think, you know what, is amazing, because I also, you know, had the opportunity and the blessing to see you go through, you know, some of the stresses and the health issues and everything. And to see you now and to be around you, to talk to you today, it's amazing, amazing, amazing. That says a lot about the product that is called Healthy Cell that you had to take. Tell me a little about that one. How did you come across, you know, Healthy Cell?
Well, I hit about 4 months ago, just over 4 months ago. Yeah. It was a little bit of a low time for me. Yeah. I was not feeling well. I'd had, again, a couple of surgeries, two different things. And I was working hard on the platform, Dr. Stem. But yes. I was also going through a lot of life changes and suffering myself with a little depression. You know that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, many people don't know that because I hide it real well. Again, I like to have my house in order, so I don't like to share those personal things, quite
yeah.
frankly.
Yeah.
And don't worry, I'll edit this all out, so not to worry here. But she's going to kick me later on, you know that.
That is She'll so say, wrong.
I'll show you. You edit this out
See,
of there.
That is so wrong. Okay.
Listen to her. That is so wrong. How did you use your power? And
but that is so wrong. So wrong. I knew it, but that's okay.
I know. I'm kidding. I went through this very challenging time, and I had a gentleman on the show who I did not know at all. I'd never met him before. And in fact, I never talked to him before, which typically happens for guests of mine on the radio show. His name was Douglas Giampapa. He was the CEO of a health company called Healthy Cell up in the Northeast. Mm. Now, I was not familiar with him much. Again, this show I was doing was on aging. And I was very intrigued by what they told me. The people who knew this man said he would bring a depth of knowledge and very interesting conversation to the show. So I had him on. And we did the show. It was remarkable. Well, after that show, he sent me the product that he calls Healthy Cell. Now, his dad, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, is a Nobel Prize nominee for cell advancements in health. And that just blew my mind. So here he has all this knowledge about cell, you know, and so we have this show on aging. It really was a fascinating conversation. But after that, he sent me a 30-day supply in the mail, which I was not expecting. And it came in and I thought, now I'm not a big believer. Do you take vitamins, Stem?
Yes, I do.
See, I wasn't taking a lot of that stuff. I'm not a big believer in that stuff. In fact, I think a lot of it's garbage, quite frankly, you know, and I don't take a lot of any of it, really.
Yeah.
And so it was a low point. It comes in. I get the product and I thought, what the hell do I got to lose? So I'll take it for a few weeks and then I'll throw the box away. Nothing more will become of it. Ah, boy, did I get surprised. 3 weeks later, I have a phone call. The second time I ever talked with this man, he had asked to have a conversation on the phone. And I talked to him on the phone and he asked me how I was feeling. And before I answered it, I said, whoa. Now, I didn't really believe I was still having a hard time understanding all this, you know? And I said to him, I said, well, let me ask you a question first, Doug. I said, if somebody takes this product for 3 weeks, how much will this impact them? Because I still wasn't believing that could it be just that I was feeling that much better. My stress was down. My anxieties were down. I was sleeping better. I was just feeling so different. My outlook was much, much, much better. And so I asked him that question first, thinking, let me try to catch him, you know, off guard or something, you know. And he said to me this. He said, listen, he said, if you've taken care of yourself as a person and you're really healthy, and then you're not going to notice as much of a difference. If your cells, you see, everything with our aging and everything how we feel comes back to the health of our cells. Well, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So the health of our cells means a lot. Our cells, they don't replenish themselves. So we get older. We they're not in the best shape. So the health of the cell is critical for a healthy life, the healthy cell. I get it now. Well, so I was feeling so much better. And when he asked that question, he said, but if you have taken care of yourself well and your cells are really healthy, you're not going to notice as much of a difference. But if you have neglected yourself health-wise, or like a lot of us, we lead busy lives. How many of you out there? Let me see, show of hands. You lead a busy life, right?
A whole lot. Everybody pretty
much. We all do. And we don't pay attention sometimes at the things that are important. We take our health for granted and all of that.
Yeah.
Well, I was guilty of all of that, Dr. Stem. And then finally, so I had remarkable changes. And then he said, but if you will notice major changes, he said to me, if you haven't taking good care, you know, if your cells need that and this product gets in there and a few weeks later, you're going to notice a remarkable difference. And let me tell you what, I kid you not. Boy, did I notice a big difference. Wow. And so then I got another 3 month supply and it started going well. Well, I contacted the company last month, about a month and a half ago, 5-6 weeks ago. So a month and a half ago. And I suggested to him that they should let me be a spokesman for their product. They should come on. And, you know, I didn't know what he would say. I didn't know if he'd laugh in my face or what he would say, Dr. Stem, you know?
Yeah.
But I thought, you know, I should be a spokesman for this product. And he listened. And it took us about, well, a little while, about a month and a half to bring this happen. And they just came on as a sponsor on our product. And I wanted a special deal for our listeners. So if they use the code Out Loud, they get that product instead of $109.99 plus shipping, they get it for $79.99 free shipping, Dr. Stem.
Wow.
So they get the, and that was a deal we set with the CEO that I created with him. All you got to do is use the code Out Loud when you go to healthycell.com, their main website, and there's a place to put the code there, and you just put Out Loud and you get our pricing, free shipping and the reduced pricing for as long as you want it. That's what you get to be from being our listeners. Doug and the company was nice enough to me to give that offer back to me for our customers, which I thought was killer. You see,
I wanted to hear and talk about that, because you know what, the change in you is amazing. The energy that you have, you're back to the to our old Malcolm that we know. So it's like, wow, you really an energetic.
It really helped me a lot. And thanks for I didn't know you were going to mention it. Thanks for bringing it up. I had no idea, but it is really cool.
Yeah.
We now have it on here, and we in fact just a few days ago we just put the banners live on AmericaOutLoud.com. They just went up, Dr. Stem.
Oh,
and I put a little message right near the banners.
Yes.
And when you click those, they've got it goes right to a part of their site which discounts it automatically for you because they know you're coming from our site. You follow me? It's connected to the site.
That's awesome.
Whereas if you go to just healthycell.com, you can do that as well, which is their main site, and see that, you know, instead of the $109.99 plus shipping, you get it for the price that we negotiated, the $79.99. So I really believe in the product. It didn't hurt me. It was helping me by helping others. I think everybody should be conscious of their health. Everybody should be worried about their health. Everybody needs to pay attention. And listen, I was guilty of everything. I was not paying attention at all. I'm really conscious of this now. Yeah. And I'm very conscious of how important our health is, Dr. Stem. Our physical health and our mental health both, you know?
And spiritual, I think, you know.
And all of it. Spiritual, yeah. Everything. Everything.
Life has a way of just jilting us back, and then you know what, we pay attention and take a look. All right, Malcolm, here's what I want to do with you. I want to have some fun with you for the last few minutes that we have on the show. Okay, I'll ask you a question, and I just need a brief, maybe one sentence or one word answer on what you think about the things that I'm going to ask you. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
What is your definition of happiness?
To be fulfilled inside, to be fulfilled within yourself, it, I think, is the only key and critical component to happiness.
Thank you. What is the funniest thing that has ever happened to you?
Oh, dear. Okay. Well, I was driving in the car, and I had too much to drink, and I had vomited in a bag, and I threw the bag out the window, and it blew back on me.
Do not erase this part, Malcolm, when you edit. Do not re-erase it.
We'll see.
Okay. What accomplishment are you most proud of?
I don't think I've accomplished really nothing yet, Dr. Stem, nothing. I have not accomplished anything of what I would like to. In fact, I feel like I'm in reverse. Since the reason, it takes more than a sentence for this, but I'll say this.
Okay.
I've known all my life I was going to impact lives. I knew I was going to make a difference. Since I was a young boy, 14, 15 years old, I knew the Lord had a special journey for me. Mm-hmm. And a special place in this world for me. I knew I was supposed to do some very interesting things. I knew I was supposed to help people around the world. So I don't believe I've accomplished anything yet. I don't believe the advancements are there. I don't believe there's any time or necessity right now for an applause or a bow or anything close to it. I think we're only in the early stages of things that need to happen. And I think that time is very important to me, that the clock doesn't keep ticking while we don't make the progress we need to make. And I'm speaking of my personal growth in every way. So I have a mission and a destiny in this world and in my place in this world. So yeah, I don't have any accomplishments I'm happy with yet.
Well, as you know, tomorrow is not promised. And I need you to just, you know, bear with me for a minute. If you were to go home today and die, how would the people think or remember Malcolm as of today, whatever you've done in life today, how would they remember you?
Well, that's a great question, and I'm gonna tell you something right now. This is a question that actually pisses me off. It upsets me.
Okay.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because I could just, when you said that, here's why.
Okay.
We wait for people to die before we acknowledge how great and wonderful they are and what they've contributed to our life. Why?
That is why I'm asking Malcolm today, so that we can celebrate and enjoy and also have you talk about those things that you
Don't wait till I'm dead. Don't wait till I'm dead. And, you know, you asked me a question recently about something about my, what was it about? Like my funeral awake or something? What was the question, right? Something?
Did we talk about that?
I think so. And I said something about, I think it was you. I think so.
Of course it was me.
Well, all right. See, we did. You liar. We did this morning. I just thought of that.
We were talking about
burying
someone.
And what did I say? Now, hold on. What did I say? Now, tell everybody what I said to you. Go ahead. Tell the truth.
You want people to be wasted.
I want them to have a party. You said, do you want to be cremated or this? I said, what? Get the hell out of here. I said, you were talking about because you had to go to a service recently.
Yeah, cause
and then you said, and I said, I don't want any of that. I said, no, I don't want them to come and get you. What? I don't want no wake. I don't want no service. I don't want any boo-hoo. I want one big party. I just want people to have a great time, have drinks, have happy hour, triple happy hour, just have designated drivers on the way home. That's all I'm looking for, one big party. And then, you know what? And then, you know, and my ashes, wherever they are, you can all piss on my ashes. How's that?
Well, so here's what I'm asking you. If we were talking, right, and you could hear what we were talking about in your ashes already, what do you think we'll be talking about? What are we going to be saying?
Oh, my God. What a hoot he was. What a cracker ass that guy was. Man, he did this. He did that. All the things you're not going to tell me while I'm alive, you big phonies. Instead of telling me now, you'll wait till I'm dead. Then you say, oh, what a nice guy he was. You know what? Tell people why they're alive. How awesome they are. So if I haven't told you yet today, Dr. Stem, let me take just a moment to tell you, I think you are awesome. You are one of the most magnificent people to come into this life, and you're everybody loves you because you have, like, not only just the best personality, but you are so genuine and authentic, and you care. And so you are to be celebrated. You are a beautiful woman, and inside and out in every way possible. And it is a gift having to know you in this life, and I consider you a dear, dear friend. And I've told you that now while you're alive. So when you're dead, I'll be able to piss on your ashes now and not worry about it. How's that?
Perfect, Malcolm. And Malcolm, listen, congratulations on the birth of your big elephant, America Out Loud. Congratulations on following your heart. Congratulations on following your heart by introducing and getting the best of the best voices on America Out Loud. I can tell you that if there's an example of someone who has the heart of being authentic and talking, I mean, America, what you just heard is, you know, was Malcolm on a rant. And I love getting him on that rant where he can just be him and be Malcolm. Love that. Because you know what? He also has a blog called Brink of Greatness. And the reason why I wanted us to have this moment was to interview one of the best voices in America that needs to be the first page on the Brink of Greatness. So again, Malcolm, you know what? I'm telling you now, as you are alive, you are one divine connection that I prayed for years in my life. I always wake up every day and say, Lord, I can't wait to see what divine connection that you will connect me to. I can't wait for that divine intervention that I'll see today. And the day that I was introduced to you by Kelly, you know, God rest her soul, was the best day in my life. I was so excited, looked forward to meeting you, met you in that restaurant, and I knew my life would never be the same. I can't tell you enough how appreciative of you I am.
Thank you for telling me that. And you are such a dear, dear friend. And I need to tell folks, Kelly Murphy, Kelly Ironman Murphy, was a dear, dear friend of Dr. Stem's and Malcolm's.
Yes.
And we lost her by suicide, sadly. For those of you who don't know, this past year. But she was the one who introduced us in a very unique fashion. In fact, we never had the chance to sit with her in the group, did we?
We didn't.
It was days before we were supposed to meet as a group, you, her, and I, that she took her life. As sad as that is. So, you see, we're coming at life from a different vantage point, Dr. Stem and Malcolm Out Loud, as truly we are, and that life is worth living and it's meant to be lived to the fullest. And it really is. And if we could take that all the way to the moon, Dr. Stem,
yes,
we won't have to worry about another thing because it will all take care of itself. I am sure of it. And you are a godsend as well. And it's a privilege to be with you today as well.
Pleasure was all mine. For all of you, I want to remind you again to go on your apps and download the Talk Radio app as well as the America Out Loud app. And let me also tell you that the best thing that you can do for us as a gift to America Out Loud is to share the apps with your friends, with your mailing list, with your social media friends, and let them know that there is a radio platform, radio show, talk radio show that is America Out Loud, that is there to teach them, to entertain them. As you can see, we have a leadership who's, you know, I mean, he's fearless. I want you to finish this statement. A time to be born,
a time to shine. A time to be the very best you can be. You can only do that by pushing yourself forward, not to let people tell you what you cannot do, but for you to tell yourself that you can do anything you want to do. You know what, Dr. Stem? Mm. There are people who take my confidence as arrogance or ego, and it's not. My confidence and arrogance, if you want to call it, is that I know I can do anything.
You actually come across as cocky and really like confident and cocky.
But yet you know I have the biggest heart of anybody you know.
Exactly. And people have to give you an opportunity to get to know you and your heart. And boy, it's bigger than life.
But you see, but we have to teach other people,
yes,
that confidence. And that, as you call it, that cockiness or arrogance is not that at all.
Yes.
It's about knowing who you are as a person. Yes. You see, Dr. Stem, I know who I am. I know who I am. I know why I was born. I know why I am here. So when you ask me questions like what I've accomplished, I haven't done a damn thing yet.
Yeah.
But I'll let you know when I do and when I get there. How's that?
I think we can only see it, you know, because you have that drive that will never stop. You're going to keep doing it and doing it until that day that you say, you know what? Damn, I did it.
Wait a minute. What's that song there? I did it
my way.